attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know how Jerry Doyle has been teasing me every time I go on his show? Robert, what are you going to talk about? Everybody else is doing your stories now. All over the news. All over the entertainment realm. I mean, J.D. says, you're right, Robert, but if everybody else is saying it, what are you going to do? Well, Jerry, will you pay me to wash your car? Whatever. And, yeah, I was just on the Jerry Doyle Show last... Oh, welcome to Robert Scott Bell Show! In case you, is this it the is. Jerry Doyle Show? No, we're talking about Jerry Doyle. Good guy. Good friend. Super Don used to produce his show as well. And Jerry had me on because he was on blood pressure medication for a while now. And we've, you know, been talking on his show off and on and behind the scenes for him for years to help him out. And he goes back to the doc. And the doc says, wait a second, your blood pressure is so low now, I gotta pull you off these drugs. And so he what did he call me, the homeo man?
The homeo man, yeah. you know, we had to make sure the E was in there.
Yo, yeah, homeo. No, that's not the same thing as Clay Aiken. That's not the same thing as that NFL guy.
Ooh, Clay homeo. Aiken, by the way. Clay Aiken, yes. Did you hear about that?
What did Lumen he had? He had his Democratic guy he was running against taken out.
Yeah.
Is that, I is suppose. That part of the, that's,
the
no,
Clay
that's
Aiken
not,
ninjas yeah, swooped in.
That's not what they call, in Hollywood, they call it the gay mafia. You know about that?
Yes, I have heard of that before.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to get very politically incorrect, and someone's going to call and sick diet. What's that guy, Sterling, on me? Yeah, no political correctness here. It's about healing properly, healing correctness on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, again, real quick on the Jerry Doyle thing. So he's coming off the drugs. He's like, dude, everything you're doing is right, and it's working. It's like, well, yeah, we've been at it for years. Mike Adams, the Hells Ranger's been at it for years. Ty Bollinger's been writing about it. Dr. Batar, Dr. Frank King. Yeah, we are all correct. We are right. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. But now, come on. Dr. Oz gets it right? Okay, half the time he gets it right. But he's done a solid today. And we're going to hear from Mike Adams. He's on the Dr. Oz Show today. If you haven't seen it, set your DVRs to be stunned. Yes. Mike Adams is going to join us shortly. But who else got it right, sort of? The Daily Show. What? Jon Stewart, the medical collectivist? He had on
he did.
This morning.
He did.
Well, it was last night. I think they rebroadcast last night this morning. My wife watched it and said, yep. You got to see this. He had on this guy, egghead, Dr. Martin Blaser from NYU, New York University. Yes. I was in the Egghead Research University, University Athletic Association, they used to call it. And so I actually swam at NYU in my college years when I was still chronically ill, but willing myself to do things that my body shouldn't have been able to do. And so I know NYU in the village there. And so this guy goes on The Daily Show, and he talks about his new book, The Missing, what is it called, The Missing Microbe?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, what is Jon Stewart doing when he's talking about the microbiome? So he brings them on, and they evidently start talking about the overuse of antibiotics. And, of course, Jon Stewart, well, heck, you guys listen to this, because it's stunning what is revealed here, if indeed we hear this correctly, from The Daily Show yesterday.
It's very difficult for people to understand that doing something, you see the same thing with the anti-vaccine crowd. They don't understand that their behavior is affecting a much larger group, because it's not immediate and it doesn't affect us.
Well, taking antibiotics has a lot of effects. One of them is, like with the vaccines, is that if you take antibiotics, it's going to make all the bacteria in the world resistant. It's going to make it harder for everybody else.
Did you hear what I just heard? The expert from NYU, Dr. Martin Blaser, linked vaccines and antibiotics together and said the overuse of that as well is making it worse, not better.
That kind of blew me away when I heard that.
You know what? We've got to see if we can get him on.
Yeah.
Because this guy is a smart guy. I'm not doubting his smarts, especially with the things he says about the microbiome, the overuse of antibiotics. Did he just link vaccines? And I'll be hard-pressed to think that he might have misspoke, but that is a stunning thing. But it also reveals our leftist funny man, what's his name, John Stewart, the medical collectivist, right, saying if you don't get vaccinated, you don't realize it impacts on others. Well, what do you give a flip that it impacts on the one child that is either killed or maimed for life? Or converted on. See, they don't care about the individual. They care about a collective, a theoretical collective that they got to protect with heavy metal intoxication. We'll get to that. Second segment here. I'm going cold and blind with these audio clips, but I am deeply interested in this subject.
But what I'm especially concerned about is the fact that antibiotics, especially for young children, is making them more susceptible to all these diseases that have been rising: diabetes, obesity, allergies, food allergies.
But that's the part I don't understand. So let's say my daughter gets strep throat, has the little swab in her mouth, comes up positive. You're suggesting that that might not actually be a real strep infection, but it just may be that there's a colonization of strep not causing the symptoms.
That is stunning right there. That's something I've lectured about since the 1990s. I would say, show of hands here, how many people have strep throat infection right now? Active strep throat infection right now. Of course, nobody, very rarely anybody would say, I have a strep throat infection. And I'd say, well, let's go out and get you swabbed right now. Everybody in this audience, let's find out. And we would all test positive for some evidence of Streptococcus bacteria in that culture. Yet,
right,
how come we all aren't suffering from the infection? Because it's the law of the terrain and the microbiome. And John Stewart and his collective leftists, and it's not just to pick on collective leftists, but I am, because I can, and because it's appropriate right now. John Stewart doesn't get this. He perceives that he and his leftist buddies are the intelligent ones. Everybody else on the right is a numbnut because they don't fall in line with vaccinations. But let's be honest, a lot of people on the right do fall in line with them. We, however, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, do not. We are rugged microbiome individualists, and we recognize that the terrain is everything. What are you laughing at?
Rugged. Yeah.
All right, we got rugged Mike Adams coming up in just a moment, but let's hear on clip three where this thing goes from here.
Yeah, she's at least carrying strep. We know that every winter 20% of the kids are carrying strep. In the summer it goes down to 10%. So if you randomly check the throat of kids, 20% of them are going to be positive. So we don't know a priori if that's what's causing her infection.
Well, I would not like to have John to randomly check kids' throats.
He does a swab. You know what? Just for that, we should make John Stewart swab every kid's throat in New York City to find out how non-infectious strep is. In fact, it is about the terrain of the body of the host. It is
right,
about manifesting that way. What have you done to weaken the host, to allow Streptococcus bacteria to party in your throat when it was there all the time? Why does it now have so much fun causing infection for you? We continue on The Daily Show. This is Dr. Martin Blaser being interviewed, his book, The Missing Microbe.
When we do that, you know, you mentioned obesity, allergies, asthma. To me, if those are not bacterial infections, how is it that using antibiotics would have any effect on an allergy?
Well, here, I'm not going to play that whole clip because he goes into the destruction of the microbe. That the fact is, these responses, these immune responses, largely due to the bacteria, that you are outnumbered. And John Stewart goes, yeah, you're outnumbered 10-1, right? The bacteria have you outnumbered. And without that, by devastating that, you can suppress symptoms. You can stop reactions. But, of course, at what cost? At what cost at that point? You stop the reaction by taking an antibiotic and created resistant strains. Let's see where they go next.
Cancer treatment is very similar. Chemo kills everybody, cancer cells, but also all the healthy cells. Isn't there some way that the antibiotics can be used to kill the strep, but there can be some way of rejuvenating the microbiome that was doing all those other jobs?
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to make narrow-spectrum antibiotics. We have broad-spectrum that attack everything. But we have the science that we could develop narrow-spectrum antibiotics that will just target the one organism. Maybe it's strep. Maybe it's a different organism.
Right.
But then we need the diagnostics so that somebody going to the doctor, they'll say, you have a virus, you have a bacteria. If you have a bacteria, which one is it?
Well, exactly. Here, you know, the Daily Show, we just had Mike Adams calling in. If he calls in, Shane, get him again. The Daily Show covering a stunning topic. You know, well beyond the realm of the left-right politics and making fun of it all. And, you know, how is this possible? How is this possible? What are we going to do, Super Don? We really do have to talk aliens. Oh, Mike is here with us. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And even more crazy, Mike Adams on the Dr. Oz show today. We're going to get to that. But, Mike, we just revealed audio clips of Daily Show, John Stewart, lefty collectivist, having a guy on from NYU talking about the microbiome. What is this world coming to?
Wow, well, we're making a difference, having an impact. Look, all of your fans and my fans and the grassroots community of people, we're winning because we're changing the conversation to be about empowering people for self-healing and nutrition and avoiding environmental toxins, all these things. We're winning, Robert. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's Jerry Doyle jokes with me, and he says, what are you going to talk about now? Everybody's talking about what you've been saying for decades. So we don't mind. We're happy that this is happening.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. And, I mean, a lot of breakthroughs happening. Like you mentioned, you know, I was invited onto the Dr. Oz show. That segment is airing right now, actually, all across the country. And, you know, probably 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been, you know, invited onto mainstream television. And, you know, you've been on with Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Ty has been on with Fox. I mean, look, mainstream media is starting to finally open the doors to the message that we are saying, which is a message of personal empowerment and really advanced thinking about how to be healthy, how to avoid diseases, how to never find yourself stuck in the hospital. So again,
yeah,
you know, we're winning.
Yeah, it's like Pinky and the Brain. Mike and I have been plotting behind the scenes. How are we going to take over the world? We'll appear on Fox and we'll get on the doctor. No, we've just been doing what we've been doing and we keep doing it. And they're going, hey, we better get them because our audience is leaving. Mike, stick around. I want to talk about the Dr. Oz show today. If you haven't seen it, set your DVRs to be stunned. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, revealing behind the scenes with Dr. Oz after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Whistleblower sounds the alarm.
I think the public's being hoodwinked. I believe that people have a right to know.
Many manufacturers want to shut you up.
They have contaminants in their products that they don't want the public to know about.
Are your foods and supplements safe?
They can affect your organs, your brain, your liver, your kidneys.
Dr. Oz investigates.
Where's the FDA in all this?
Unbelievable.
All right, fair warning, FDA, run and hide. We got the Renegade Whistleblower with us right now, Mike Adams. Fresh off of his appearance on the Dr. Oz Show. If you haven't seen it, it'll be airing around the country different times of today. And we've got the DVR set. Look forward to seeing the whole segment. Mike, the question is, how is this possible? I mean, we've criticized Dr. Oz when he hasn't done well by our standards, yet something may be happening. I'm not sure. What's your take on this?
Well, it's really interesting to get this firsthand experience of being with the Dr. Oz production crew, the staff, and getting to meet Dr. Oz in person and just being part of that. My opinion has really completely shifted. I see Dr. Oz today as being a person who's really expanding the conversation, the cultural barriers. He's covering stories that we would cover, stories like the five foods that work better than statin drugs. You know, that's actually the title of an episode that he did recently. He's become more and more of an activist. He ran out to California and went after the scammers that were using his name and his face to promote, Garcinia Cambogia as a weight loss herb. He's becoming more and more of an activist. And I think also the mainstream public is really transitioning into a greater embracing and understanding of the topics that you and I have been talking about for over a decade.
Yes.
So, this convergence is happening, and I got to tell you, Dr. Oz in person, he is a really compassionate person. That's the sense that I got. He cares about people. He's very, very smart, super bright. He does a lot of research. They did a tremendous amount of due diligence with my laboratory results before they would even agree to have me on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure that you had to submit everything and answer questions for them to say, all right, if we're going to go with a story, is this, because obviously it's an intriguing story just from an investigative perspective, but really it calls into question a lot about what our federal government and regulators are not doing, as well as something you think the mainstream media would jump all over. Wow, could the dietary supplement industry not be really clean and good?
Right, exactly. And believe me, there is a lot of contamination in certain products, and that's some of what we've been exposing. But just to finish my thought there, the level of due diligence that the Dr. Oz team uses is quite extraordinary. They required me to give them the phone number of my contact at the university lab that had validated our findings, and I did. I provided that to them. I haven't gone public with that because I don't want that professor to be, you know, inundated with phone
calls. Sure, yes.
But the Dr. Oz team, I gave them that. I gave them the other labs that we had used, gave them the raw data. They did their homework, and so I respect that. It means that they actually check people out before they have them on the show. And that's credibility. You know, that's they're doing exactly what they need to do to be gatekeepers and make sure that whoever appears on their show is legitimately telling the truth. And, you know, the other thing is Dr. Oz took some heat, I guess it was a couple of years ago, about the arsenic in apple juice.
Right.
And I think there was some controversy about organic versus inorganic arsenic forms that were in the apple juice. Well, you know, what we're finding in heavy metals right now, lead in rice protein, is so much higher than the the arsenic that was in the apple juice. And there's no question that lead is toxic in every form. So this is really an even more important story,
mm-hmm.
with a far more toxic element. Lead is more toxic than arsenic by far in terms of the effects on your body. So I think that Dr. Oz is genuinely concerned about contaminants in food. And one of the reasons they wanted me on was to help send this message that he began with the concern over arsenic.
I do remember that as well. And the controversy, of course, from our crowd, from our audience, stems from Dr. Oz's willingness to take a flu shot or give a flu shot. And I will step back and say, I don't know his personal beliefs on it, but if he came out in opposition to vaccination today, they would pull, in my opinion, they would pull him off the air tomorrow.
They would pull the show, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bridge too far, and his wife knows the truth. I've interviewed her. So stand by for a lot more of the Health Ranger. Mike Adams, fresh off the Dr. Oz Show. We'll talk more behind the scenes. What is happening in the mainstream media? Have they gone mad, or are they just getting some sense? We'll do that more. And also, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, will join us next hour to roll back the medical police state.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now.
Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got some Major League Vitamin C coming up next hour. C is in the Constitution. That's FDA Dragon Slayer Jonathan Emord, a good friend of mine, and Mike Adams, the health ranger, who is turning on a dime, and that dime happens to be made of silver. How do I know? Here he is. We didn't know. And Mike Adams is here. He's supposed to be on the Dr. Oz show today. Actually, they pre-tape it. And if you haven't seen it, I've only seen snippets. I can't wait. We've DVR'd it. We're going to watch it together. But this show, the things that are happening, Mike, just extraordinary. Again, a testament to what you've done with Natural News and what we're doing with Natural News Radio as well. We're changing it. And it's not that we set out to, as I said, plot behind the scenes to take over the world. We just have a mission and a passion, and we're letting it out. And evidently, it's landing in some places.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're following our hearts and our passion, and buoyed by the support of all the amazing listeners and viewers and readers. You know, we're able to really represent their interests and speak with a powerful voice. And it's important that we're able to have these kinds of breakthroughs in mainstream media. And you got to realize that, you know, you and I are known more as activists, and we function more in an activist role, social media, online, website, web pages, things like that. We're able to say a lot more things than typically anyone could say on mainstream television. You know, if someone like Dr. Oz, if they were to even question vaccines publicly, I think that show would probably be canceled, because, you know, there's the network behind it. There's all the sponsors behind it. So you got to understand that people in different positions have different sort of ground rules that they have to play by to even have a voice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's that so-called bridge too far, or sometimes I call it the third rail of medical politics. This idea, speak no ill of vaccination. And, of course, more people than not are awakening to the reality that you can't be truthful or honest if you don't talk about the dangers associated with the practice. Also, as I call it, medical collectivism. I've appeared on shows and talked about it, and the shows are still on. But I think, as you said off the air, that it's one thing to bring on a guest that discusses it, but if the host of the show actually makes his perspective known about it, the show may not last much longer.
Well, exactly. But on this issue of vaccines and Dr. Oz, I do think that Dr. Oz would support, I mean, this is my opinion, but I think he would support the removal of the toxic heavy metal mercury from vaccine. I believe that he would, if asked that question or offered a platform to have a reasonable discussion about that, that he would support the idea of clean vaccines that don't have these heavy metals, because I think he understands the toxicity of heavy metals. And this is a key point that I think where we could find some common ground with a lot of people who are promoting or supporting vaccines. You know, the question is, hey, if you support vaccines, okay, but why inject a child with mercury? Because there's no amount of mercury that's proven safe. You know, not even one microgram, much less the 25 or 50 or whatever is in the vaccine. So can we at least have a conversation about getting the mercury out of the vaccines? And if someone says, no, we can't talk about that, you can't question vaccines, then you know that they're not scientifically grounded, that they're really following a dogma, and that they're irrational.
Right. And so guess who looks unreasonable in that debate or discussion? Exactly. And I think that's the thing about our position is fairly reasonable. If you're going to vaccinate, let's clean up what's in it so you minimize that toxic potential deadly exposure or harmful exposure.
Well, exactly. In fact, when I analyze my own opposition to the mandatory vaccinations, much of it is based on the toxic substances that are still used in vaccines, as admitted by the CDC, you know, MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum, and mercury, still in the vaccine. And then for those to be forced upon children through mandatory programs, that's a violation of medical freedom and personal liberty, basic human dignity. So those are really my issues. I don't have that much of an issue with the theory of immunization, although we know that natural exposure, it gives you a stronger immune system rather than, you know, a weakened virus and a vaccine. But my issue is with the health freedom aspects of it and the toxic metals that are in the vaccine.
Yeah, and speaking of the toxic metals, we kind of teased with, since the Natural News Forensic Food Lab is doing its thing with you, the idea of learning how to navigate the toxic terrain we all live in. If we have to be exposed, if we have to ingest things that are not as clean as we would like, what strategies can we integrate or implement? Now, some of them from the supplemental and food position is an area of expertise and growing expertise from you. Of course, I utilize the homeopathic medicine, and they work also well together. What do we have as far as news and breakthroughs over the next months? Anything to announce?
Well, yeah, a lot of news coming out, but in the answer to your question there is to really understand that the body has natural processes for eliminating toxic elements. And so your main strategy should actually be reducing exposure. So find out where you're getting lead, where you're getting cadmium, where you're getting mercury, and so on. Reduce your exposure. And then usually within just a few weeks or sometimes a few months, your body can start to eliminate more and more of that. lead can be in your body for years. You know, cadmium can be in your body for 20 years. But at least you can start to lower the levels naturally by reducing exposure. Then you can, of course, go into some detox strategies and accelerate that. But that you obviously you got to be careful with that because you can increase acute toxicity during the detox process, which can also be harmful. So that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah,
but
of course. And we'll continue to relate those things. I've written about it. And that's another part of, I think, the responsibility of what we perceive that we have, not only to whistleblow and raise the alarm bells, but say, okay, here's some strategies so that you're not just up in arms and ripping your hair out going, what do I do? And I think that's also another aspect where the media might raise an alarm about a phony pandemic and then drive you into more heavy metal injectables, which I don't think is responsible at all.
Oh, yeah. I am doing an article on this phony pandemic that in Pakistan, polio. The phony polio pandemic that the World Health Organization said now is a global health emergency. Well, it turns out that I think it was 68 people in the world had polio so far. 59 of them were in Pakistan. So if you don't live in Pakistan, and probably if you're listening to this, you probably don't, your odds of having polio so far this year are 1 in a billion, basically, which is pretty close to zero. So how is that a global health emergency? Well, clearly it's not. It's just a bunch of propaganda.
Yeah, and if we use the CDC's own stats, they say, well, 1 in 68 children in America have some form of something within the autism spectrum, compared
exactly
to 68 people worldwide having polio, mostly in Pakistan. I mean, there is a level of dysfunction and cognitive dissonance in our federal agencies that's just unfathomable.
Well, yeah. I mean, the World Health Organization is nothing more than a propaganda arm of the vaccine industry. There's no question about that. But how could you raise a global health emergency alert over 68 people total out of billions on the planet? It doesn't make any sense. They're fear-mongering. You know, it's the sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the World Health Organization now. On every infection, they call it a global emergency. Well, it's not. I mean, if that's a global emergency, there's more people killed on trampolines every year than that. You know, are they going to alert that trampolines are a global health emergency or swimming pools?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, the perspective you're putting out there is much appreciated, of course, and appreciate your friendship and support as we continue to send this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to all the people and plenty on planet Earth that are digging it from all over. We get you know, listeners and emails, as you do, from literally all over the world, perhaps even Pakistan.
Yeah, right, even in Pakistan, where there is actually a risk of polio. But if you're not traveling to Pakistan and you're not riding camels in Saudi Arabia, where you might get MERS, then you know probably your odds of getting these diseases are almost zero.
Yeah, and regardless of the so-called virological threat, very often we point out that it's really a toxicological threat that gives rise to a microbial life form from within that you might not even had to catch from somebody else.
Well, yeah, think about it. There hasn't been a case of polio in the United States since, I think, 1979. But the CDC says, well, you got to still vaccinate everybody against a disease that doesn't exist here. Well, what about the toxicity of the vaccine? What about the side effects? What are you causing with that in exchange for risk of exposure that's almost zero? You know, it makes no sense. They're not doing the math, basically.
Yeah, well, they rename it acute flaccid paralysis, Guillain-Barré, any kind of neurological symptom, and, of course, it met the same definition of the original polio, except it's caused by, let's say, iatrogenic mechanisms, vaccines, et cetera. And we've seen and reported on the link of the use of DDT and polio back when it was rampant, the use of the vaccine itself and polio causing it. So these are the stories that have yet to been told at the level of the Dr. Oz show, but we continue to reveal them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio and GCN.
Well, and these stories will come out eventually because the cultural understanding of this is shifting, and the cover-up of vaccine damage, vaccine side effects, cannot be continued forever. The truth is going to come out one way or another, and vaccines do not have zero risk. There is always some risk from any medical intervention, especially when you're injecting children with toxic heavy metals. So that's irrefutable.
Hmm. And what else is irrefutable? The Natural News Forensic Food Lab is real. There's no green screen behind Mike Adams. We talked about that. That was a great video, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. It's real. You know, we're really doing the testing. And some companies don't like it. They just don't like the transparency. I think it's funny that some of these companies that are producing rice protein in the natural health space, you know, they'll criticize Monsanto, they'll criticize DuPont, they'll criticize, you know, Pfizer and drug companies. Well, but once you turn the magnifying glass on their product and start to talk about what they might have that's toxic, well, then all of a sudden, they can't handle that. So
right.
I say transparency should apply universally. If we're going to demand honesty from Monsanto, we got to demand honesty from the rice protein companies or organic right. herb companies or ourselves.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's got to be purposefully applied.
Well, we're going to follow up with you on this and many other stories. Mike, congratulations on getting on the Dr. Oz Show. And thank you for being here today with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are going to talk more vaccines. Sally L. Cordy's got a big event in New York City about banning vaccines. She's fighting a good fight. We love her. And, of course, the FDA Dragon Slayer. You know him. Jonathan Emord will join us as well. Mike Adams, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Great to join you.
All right, lots more healing to go. Stick around. Sally O'Cordy next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We are rocking the health world today. Mike Adams stopped by. Nice unexpected visit. And, of course, we continue on our discussion of vaccines as we do like nowhere else in broadcast media. Joined now by our favorite activist up there in New York City, Sally L. Cordy. And she's doing it right. A big event coming up this Thursday, May 15th. And they're going to have a special guest by the name of Curtis Cost. He's the author of Vaccines Are Dangerous, A Warning to the Global Community. Sally, how's it going up there?
Well, thank you for having me on, Robert Scott Bell. It's, well, we couldn't be more endangered. Our children through 5 years old, worst schedule in the world that I know of, 59 doses through the age of five. If you want to attend a preschool, daycare, or kindergarten, and there has been imposed in New York City alone, not in the state, a 1.2% cap on exemptions. I'm trying to ban them totally for the poison that they are, and I keep rescinding that legislation. And I've invited the Health Committee of the New York City Council to say, listen, a bunch of appointees under Bloomberg made this decision as well as the 1.2% cap. We need you to step forward and save our children. I said, can you do something? Are you even empowered to do anything? I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, we talked a little bit about the third rail of medical politics that vaccines are, like with Dr. Oz. He's been really good on a lot of things, but when it comes to vaccine, he's not going to touch it the way you or I would touch it. And I think that's probably in the political realm would spell a death knell for anybody in office based on still the consciousness not where we are, although we're doing our level best to raise awareness of it. So you're not seeing much evidence since Bloomberg left office and the new guy is in that they've shifted anything?
Well, the new guy is Mayor de Blasio, and what he has decided to do is really promote universal pre-K. He said he needed funding, then he said he didn't. You have to wonder what that's all about. All I can say is he's saying he's going to triple the amount of people in pre-K, which is tripling the amount of injured children. That's the only way in which I view this.
Right.
A 98.8% mandate. Is there another way to view it?
Yeah, and we talked last time you were on, and since then, this whole idea of a cap, which is, you know, completely in violation of the Constitution, that, you know, if you have a religious right to say, no, we're not doing that, and they say, no, we reject that, why? Because religious freedom no longer is it? No, just because we've capped it out, we can't allow any more. There's been too many people claiming it. It's, again, medical collective insanity, not honoring the individual, and it's Nazi medicine, in my opinion.
Well, we have a lot of people coming to 244 West 54th Street on the 10th floor in Studio 2 in Manhattan to basically learn, participate, because I'm having an open mic, and people are welcome to state what it is they care about for the first hour. The second hour, I have a lot of action that I have taken, I am asking others to take. And I cannot do this all by myself. And I basically am saying, if you get an appointment with any of these people, I will go with you. I will speak on behalf of the situation as it exists, and I'll give all the backup. But quite frankly, when I heard from the city council, they said, do you have any additional information? I said, well, the legislation, Vaccine-Free NYC, has it all. 100% poisonous ingredients listed, all diseases in internal medicine listed, and four parts of intent. So there you go. They should be taking the responsibility and be courageous to protect these babies. Now, I want to tell you, I have a movie coming out. I was trying to have it come out in time for the Autism One conference called Vaccines Cause Autism. And I have interviewed 25 mothers of vaccine-injured children, and we are starting with the senior mothers, Joan Campbell, Jeanette Robb, Donna Lovelace, and Dr. Rebecca Corley. And I just want to say that you never know who you're going to meet at my party. So May 15th, 8 p.m., you want to show up, because Dr. Tenpenny showed up last time.
Oh, man, that would have been so great. We love her, and we love you, Sally, for all the good works you're doing up there. I know you will stay in touch. You're great about that. And if you can make it there Thursday evening, if you're not up there and you're in Florida, I'll be in Eustis on Friday evening at the Windhorse Theater. Come and see me, the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on stage, and we'll be answering all your questions, including vaccine questions. So, Sally, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for putting the invitation on the robertscottbell.com website. I appreciate
that. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, check out the links in the show notes, including to Sally's event. Please, if you're in the New York City area, go down and see her, say hi, and lend your support. Also, real quick on the One World Way issue, we're in touch with Stephen Ewer. They're reformulating. I'm still using my One World Way. I'll just be straight up. It works for me. It works for a lot of folks. I'm not into the high protein anyway, but we'll give you more updates as they become available. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available to you 6 days a week through GCN, through Natural News Radio, through UK Health Radio, and Digital Radio Down Under. Yeah, in Australia, because the power to heal is yours, even there. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.